the path of the spire. He ran through the alleys of the nearby homes, which stood in the shadows of their surrounding walls and had been spared the Groll's mystical assault. Uthul hoped they would last just a few moments longer. The spire crashed into the closest of the homes, the world washed away by the roar of the collision. The ground danced beneath Uthul's feet and he stumbled. Shadows roiled on the wind as the spire came down. Uthul gathered what was left of his strength and dove through the thickening hail of wreckage. A flicker of gray light loomed ahead, sanctuary in the chaos. Then darkness flooded over him. His world went black. Chapter 2. The columns of acrid smoke which rose from the ruin of Latah had long faded into the background. The land of Aaron's birth had fallen, nothing left save for the cluster of survivors who surrounded him and the bitter memories he could not shake. Somewhere in the ruins was the child he had never met, the child he'd failed. He would never forgive himself. At the onset of their journey to Pathrail, Aaron had known a fury so dark as to eclipse the sun. But that anger had been tempered by the slow crawl of the group's advance. Unable to use his Ora to hurry the trip, each step was as though he strode through a mire. He trudged ahead of the group, following the line of the fortress mountains, which hugged the western border of Latah, his sullenness having even chased Kira from his side, for a time. Now, there were only his thoughts to keep him company. They were sour companions indeed. Malya, the woman he loved, walked a ways behind him. Her family, which Aaron had only learned of on his return to Latah, clustered around her. He had not met her gaze once since their flight began. He couldn't bear to. Her husband, Phelan, guided their sons Argos and Kyle as she hovered at their backs. She had been lost to Aaron nearly the whole of his exile, and yet he hadn't known. For all the goodwill he wished he could muster for her happiness, Aaron knew only a bleak emptiness that Malya once filled. He had lived so long for only her and their child, he no longer had any understanding of what his life was meant to be. His purpose was gone, and he had been set adrift. The adrenaline of war having faded like the fallen Latah, his path slipped into uncertainty. He glanced at the Shari woman, Zali, who kept her distance from the group. Her pink eyes stared straight ahead, likely as frustrated by the group's slow progress as he was. It had been her father, Uthul, who had saved Aaron and Kira from the foolish battle with the Groll. He had traded his own life for theirs. His final wish that Aaron and the other relic wielders journey to the Shari homeland of Aotori and learn how best to use the Ora. Now she was leashed to the travelers and bound to their fate with no time to mourn her loss. Though she said nothing, her lipless mouth was pulled down into the semblance of a frown. She could not hide her sorrow. After her father's sacrifice, Aaron had promised he would aid her in ridding Aril of the Groll. He was glad to do so. The beast had ripped the veil from his life, such as it was. Alone in the wilderness, he had found a relative peace. Ignorance, if never anything approaching happiness. Their attack on Fen had drawn him home, back to a world he no longer belonged but had yet to acknowledge. They had stolen his child from his world, however imaginary or delusional that world may have been. For that alone, Aaron would chase the Groll to the ends of Aril and see every one of their creed impaled upon his blade. The Pothran warriors who traveled alongside appeared to share his sentiment. They strode about the edge of the group, their weapons at the ready, fierce scowls etched across their furred faces. They had seen what the beasts had done to Latah and knew their homeland would be next in the path of the Groll rampage. Wari's whiskers twitched at his cheeks as he surveyed the surrounding land. The son of the great Pothran leader, Warlord Kwai, he seemed consumed by his anger at what might come to pass. His pointed ears were pinned tight against his skull, lending his visage a sleekness that enhanced the fearsome snarl at his lips. His sister, Kira, caught Aaron's eye as he looked upon her.